approaching the time for call to order. I will let you know that this meeting is being live streamed. You are not on camera in the audience. The camera up here is pointing at council. We believe our city staff is being picked up by the camera tonight. But I did want to let you know that the meeting is being live streamed. We have, at the moment, we have one council member who has joined us virtually. We're expecting another one. She has not logged in yet. Hopefully she'll be here soon. It's a longstanding tradition of Simpsonville City Council to have an invocation prior to each meeting. At this time, we ask for a volunteer to come forward to the microphone at the podium and deliver an invocation that is consistent with your faith and practices and suitable for the solemn nature of this meeting. Do we have a volunteer? Hearing no volunteer, I will ask Councilmember Gooch to lead us in the invocation.
Thank you. Father, I thank you that we are here this evening. We have come through many trials in these last few months. And it has been unfortunately punctuated in this nation by another terrible thing. I pray for your peace, first and foremost, over our nation, your instructiveness, your kindness, and above all, your peace and grace for all people, for everyone in this nation. Lord, I ask for your wisdom, not just for this council and this city, which we always need, but most especially in this time of need, that you would grant those who can make a difference and a change in this world, in our nation, and right here in town, to grant us some wisdom and understanding. Knowledge alone is not wisdom, but it comes with time and love, and I pray that your love would endure and work through us all till we find solutions not just for what Simpsonville needs, but for what all people need. Thank you that we are here. We are gathered again once more. I pray in your name, amen. Amen.
Okay, just let me confirm. Councilmember Cummings, Councilmember Roche, can you hear us?
Yes.
Thank you. It is 6:30. The Simpsonville City Council business meeting for June 9th of 2020 is called to order. Bill Sloan is not present here in person with us tonight, so I'll call on City Administrator Diana Gracely to call the roll.
Thank you, Mayor. Councilmember Gooch?
Here.
Councilmember Kelly?
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Here.
Councilmember Roche?
Here.
Councilmember Cummings?
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Here.
Mayor Schumacher?
Here. If you would all rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for the meeting of May 12, 2020. Each member of council has received a copy in advance of the minutes. Are there any corrections to the minutes of May 12th? Hearing none, the minutes will stand approved as written. Next on our agenda is something that's very important and very special. Is Vicki Tweed with us tonight? Please stand. I have something to read. I'm going to remain sitting because I need to be where the microphone is. I'm hoping that the number of people that are here tonight are here to celebrate Vicki Tweed with us. So I have a proclamation from the City of Simpsonville. Whereas Vicki H. Tweed has served as a teacher and administrator for 46 years. Inspiring the next generation. I'm going to start again. Whereas Vicki H. Tweed has served as a teacher and administrator for 46 years, inspiring the next generation and making it possible for her students and their teachers to realize their potential. Whereas she has dedicated her life to a calling that began with a passion for the health and fitness of her students and culminates with leading others in the noble profession of education. Whereas she has showered her students with love and respect, watched over those who needed extra care, known every student's name, and helped each one by knowing their parents too. Whereas with the respect and love she shows others, she has garnered the love and respect of her students, their parents, her co-workers, and members of the City Council of Simpsonville. Whereas in recognition of her retirement as Vice Principal of the Rudolph Warden School of the Greenville County School System, and now therefore, I, Paul Shoemaker, as Mayor of the City of Simpsonville, do hereby proclaim June 12, 2020, Vicki H. Tweed Day in the City of Simpsonville, South Carolina, and I urge all our people in our city to join me in this special observance. In witness whereof, I have set my hand and caused the seal of the City of Simpsonville to be affixed this ninth day of June in the year of our Lord, 2020. Ms. Tweed, would you join me up here? We'll get a photo with the proclamation. We will socially distance.
Three, two, one.
Thank you. And a little bit of shake and a hug. Congratulations.
Yay.
You are very loved. It's very obvious. So many people reach out to me, council members, and congratulations. Thank you so much for coming.
I love all of you.
I just feel as if
city dollars or to remain inside the city. That's just my feelings about it. Like I said, I don't object the signs. It would probably be a benefit to the city. I just don't understand the location. And since I still got 3 minutes, or the remainder of 3 minutes, I have noticed that the city limits sign on Harrison Bridge, west of Grandview, it was a little wrinkled up for years, but they've done construction down through there, and it disappeared. I don't know if it disappeared in construction, or maybe new signs are being in the works. But that was my comment.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rose.
Thank you.
All right, before we move on to our business, I do want to announce to council and the remaining audience members that we have that our committee of the whole meeting in 2 weeks will be held virtually. We'll see as we go forward with the emergency ordinance. I just want to let everybody know that we are planning to do that meeting virtually. It's not a decision on any future meetings beyond that, just the next meeting for now. All right, next item on the agenda is second reading of Ordinance 2020. Motion is in order. Councilmember Houlihan.
Mayor Schumaker, I move that council approve on second reading the ordinance number 2020-02, the budget for fiscal year 2020-2021.
Second.
We have a motion from Councilmember Houlihan with a second by Councilmember Hutchings on the second reading of ordinance number 2020-02, budget for fiscal year 2020-2021. Discussion? Councilmember Gooch.
I just want to thank staff for all their hard work in making this process much better every year. You had a hard time on this last one, I know, because of recent events. So I just appreciate what you've done, and all the staff always comes through and keep up the good work. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All right, then we'll have the vote. I will ask City Administrator Grace Lee to do a roll call vote since we have virtual members present.
Councilmember Gooch.
Yes.
Councilmember Kelly.
Yes.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Yes.
Councilmember Roche?
Yes.
Councilmember Cummings?
Yes.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Yes.
Mayor Schumaker?
Yes. Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is executive session for the receipt of legal advice concerning Brownsville versus City of Simpsonville et al. On coming out of executive session, council may vote on items discussed during executive session. You may also adjourn directly from executive session. Do I have a motion?
Mayor and Council, I move we go into executive session for legal advice concerning Grousel versus City of Simpsonville at all.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilmember Gooch with a second by Councilmember Kelly to go into executive session for the receipt of legal advice concerning Brownsville versus City of Simpsonville et al. And coming out of executive session, council may vote on items discussed during executive session. Time for a vote. Will you do a roll call vote, Administrator Grace?
Councilmember Gooch?
Yes.
Councilmember Kelly?
Yes.
Councilmember Houlihan?
No.
Councilmember, Roche?
No.
Councilmember Cummings? Councilmember Cummings?
No.
Councilmember Hutchings?
No.
Mayor Schumaker?
No.
That vote is?
5-2. So since we are not going into executive session, there is no further business on the agenda, we will adjourn. Thank you very much. Thank you.
need to turn this off?
Yeah.